Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland's new auto enrollment pension system is coming in 2026, as you'll be hearing even in an ad there. Most of the public's focus is on the January start date. However, Caroline Rowan, head of retirement consulting at Aon Ireland, believes that it's actually now, the beginning of November, that is the critical window for the auto enrollment rollout. And Caroline joins me now to talk about what both workers and employers need to urgently do in order to make sure they are prepared. Caroline, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Why now and not January?
The reasons are twofold. For employers that have an existing workplace pension scheme and are seeking to prioritise that scheme, so bring uncovered employees into those arrangements, they really need to have people enrolled in the November payroll. Because what's going to happen is in early December, the authority that's governing the new auto enrollment scheme is going to start a 13-week look back. So at payroll, we'll identify who's eligible for the government scheme, the My Future Fund, and anybody that's identified at that point is going to be brought in to the net in January. So for employers prioritising their existing schemes, they need to get people in the November payroll. Also, for employers, whether they have people going into their existing scheme or the My Future Fund, they really need to start the communication process now. Particularly for those that don't have pensions coverage. It's going to be a rather nasty surprise, potentially, in January.
When they find deductions
absolutely.
On their payslip.
Yes.
Now, there are three options, obviously. If you have a scheme, you can expand the scheme to include everybody, or you can start a scheme afresh, separate to the government scheme, or you can go into the government scheme. They're the three options.
And there's a fourth where you run both alongside each other. And that's certainly a prospect that some employers are looking at. It's quite a complex prospect. Because
is that because it is more financially beneficial for people of higher earnings to be in the private scheme and not in the government scheme?
Certainly for those that are on the higher tax standard, it is more beneficial to be in an occupational pension plan.
And get your tax deduction
absolutely.
For your contributions.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's more nuanced for those on the standard rate of tax. But certainly those, say, earning €20,000, if you're looking purely at contribution rates and the state incentive, then the auto enrollment scheme is beneficial. However, in workplace pensions, you often have the opportunity to go up the scale on contribution rates and your employer can match.
So therefore, you might say today be in the government scheme, well, from January on, and then you get promoted, you do well in your job, and suddenly it's not as good value to you. Can you just move or do you start a separate scheme?
So if your employer has an existing pension scheme already, then certainly there is the prospect of opting out of the auto enrollment scheme and being enrolled in the workplace scheme.
So you're already in it, but you can opt out. Now, what happens to your contributions and the government's contribution and the employer's contribution at that point? Is it frozen and then just accumulates value, or does it transfer to the other pension scheme?
So it's frozen. You can take a refund of your own contributions. However, the employer contribution and the state incentive stays in the auto enrollment pot. You can't transfer at the moment the auto enrollment pot into a private pot.
Now, that bit that's left in the auto enrollment pot, because I've now decided to go private, my income has improved. Do I still own that bit that's in the pot if
yes.
I leave?
Absolutely, yes. And you'll be able to draw it down at age 66, so the current state pension age.
So if someone is in their 20s, they're on a low income, they join the government scheme, they're in it for a couple of years, then they get this massive promotion. That money, they're now 28. So that money stays there from the age of 28 to the age of 65 when it becomes a pot of gold.
Exactly. In theory. That's
yeah.
exactly how it's meant to work. And they'll build up a private pension plan pot as well.
Now,
hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.
What about opting out of the government scheme? What are the provisions there? When can you opt out and in what circumstances?
So opt out is possible after 6 months in the auto enrollment scheme. So in month 7 and month 8, an employee can go online to the employee portal. So employees should be familiarising themselves now with the portal. You access that using your MyGov ID. And they can basically elect to opt out in month 7 and 8. Again, they can take a refund of their own
contributions. Or they can leave it there, I presume. Can they?
They can leave their contributions there. Yes, so there's these two terms, suspend or opt out. If you opt out, you can take a refund. If you suspend, you simply stop paying, but you don't withdraw any monies.
Yeah. But it accumulates some profit for you over the years.
Absolutely. And the employer and the state contributions cannot be withdrawn until you reach state pension.
Now, the whole idea of this auto-enrolment is that everyone has a pension besides the old age pension. If you opt out, I mean, are you high and dry or can the government force you into it again? Or what's the situation?
Yes, so it's known as a soft mandatory scheme. So what happens is you opt out after 6 months, but you're going to be automatically re-enrolled after 2 years unless you've joined a workplace pension.
Could you go in and out then? You wait for another 8 months, you leave again, and then after 2 years, they haul you back in again. So you're getting bits and pieces over, like if you did that every 2 years, you're getting 8 months contributions every couple of years, which will add up to something at the end of your days.
It will. And in a way, the government is relying on human nature because, you know, we are inclined towards inertia on these things.
Let it be.
We forget about it. So they won't come out. And if they forget to go back in, the government's going to do it for them.
Okay, that's interesting. So they will depend on inertia, which is very real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people don't change their utility suppliers out of inertia. So
That's
it's
correct.
A fact of life.
Yes, and we've seen it work successfully in the UK and in New Zealand and elsewhere.
Now, we're talking about employers, what they need to do. What do employees need to do now that it is November?
So for employees that have no coverage currently, they really need to start educating themselves. The employers that Aon works with, we've certainly been working with them to help them with that communications and education piece. There's a lot of material on the government website. They also have a YouTube channel with various videos breaking down how auto-enrollment is going to work, how much people are going to have to pay. But there is a certain onus on the individual themselves to understand
themselves.
Absolutely what's going to happen.
Yeah, and they can do the calculation and see how much diminished their pension pot is going to be. Is there anything available that tells them, you know, I'm 42, I go into this, what pension I'll have at 65? Or is that in the lap of the gods? Because it is an investment vehicle, I presume.
It is. It is an investment vehicle. What we do know is that if you're going in at the minimum age at 23, the expectation is that they will be able to build up over time sufficient pension to support themselves. Now, that assumes that they stay in for a full 40 years and they're phased up to the maximum contribution rates, obviously, over 10 years.
There will always be the suspicion that down the road, decades down the road, the government will abolish the old age pension entirely on the basis that so many people are in the auto-enrolment scheme.
That's certainly been mentioned.
You know, because we're looking at demographics and there won't be enough workers to pay the pensions. We're constantly being told that.
Yes.
And yet the pension age remains the same and will remain, according to Pascal Dunne yesterday. They're not going to change it within the term of this government. It should be up 70 and beyond.
Yes, and we're seeing our peers in Europe tackling this issue, increasing state retirement ages.
And failing in the case of Macron.
Absolutely. It is a politically sensitive topic. We know from the report that was published yesterday, Future 40, that Ireland is saving up problems for the future. So there are going to be needed policy adjustments. Auto enrollment is part of the solution, but certainly we've heard no mention of any intention to abolish the state pension.
Now, a few questions here. When drawing down enrolment on state pension, will we have to pay taxes on USCs? And does auto-enrolment pension go to your spouse when you pass away?
Okay, so I'll deal with the second question first. The way that the auto-enrolment system works, your pot that you accumulate will be paid to your estate on death.
So it passes it on to those who inherit from you. Now, the first bit, tax, USC tax. And all those things.
Yes, so your state pension is under the threshold, so you're not taxed on that. However, ultimately, once the auto-enrolment system gets moving and people start to accumulate serious pots, then it could come into the tax
income.
Threshold. Absolutely. It's treated as income, and that's how
so
we
it depends
expect.
On your tax-free allowance, whether you pay or not. But it is susceptible to tax.
Yes.
I work for an overseas company based in Europe. I have corporate pension with them, but they do not make a company contribution top-up. All contributions are my own. Will they now be required to make a matching contribution up to a fixed percentage, or are they immune to all of this?
Okay, that's a tricky question. The first off is that there are no minimum standards that have been brought in for workplace pensions in Ireland. That is coming down the line. So right now, an employer could be paying in less into its current pension arrangement versus what somebody could get in AE. This is an overseas pension that the individual is referring to. In Ireland, in a workplace pension, the employer is obliged to apply, to contribute.
But not so, how much.
But not how much. Now, in this scenario, obviously, the individual is paying in, so it obviously has some kind of personal element to it.
Another one, self-employed welder here. How does this work for me?
Self-employed persons are unfortunately outside of the scope of auto-enrolment. And that is a gap that we have to deal with.
Okay, I've been paying into pension since my early 20s. What do I need to do here? Will I be auto-enrolled? I'm in my 50s.
Depends on the arrangement they're paying into. If you're paying contributions or your employer is paying contributions into a plan through payroll, you will be exempt. If you're paying it directly yourself from your bank account into a personal arrangement, then you will be auto-enrolled.
And can you decide to be auto-enrolled? Can you say, I don't think this is a Mickey Mouse pension I have from my employer. I prefer the government's one.
Technically, there is no provision in the legislation that allows you to opt into auto-enrolment where you are in exempt employment. However, if you don't have a workplace pension and you're younger than 23, you can opt in to the system.
I'm 67. I'll work until I'm 70. Is it worth paying into the scheme at this point?
So you would have to opt in because the maximum age threshold is 60.
It's not going to amount to much. I work for my husband. He's a sole trader. Do I have to enrol for pension?
If you are listed as an employee and making PRSI contributions, then you will be auto-enrolled.
Auto-enrolment is already backfiring, says this texter, as employers are cutting hours for casual workers. Also, workers are planning to opt out as one, they need every cent now, not in the future. Two, they don't trust future governments to let them draw down extra pension without penalty, as the present government moved the goalposts recently and previously private pensions were raided to bail out the banks. Auto-enrolment will hurt the low-paid and those who are either unable to future-proof themselves due to the present cost of living or those who are financially illiterate. All good points.
All good points, absolutely.
Michael Noonan was the raider, wasn't he?
He was. The pensions industry is still quite upset about what happened then. However, the government has been very emphatic that auto-enrolment will not be raided. And the way it's been set up is that auto-enrolment pot would be viewed as property. It's a constitutional right. So it would be very difficult, if not impossible, for the government to raid those pots.
They are very creative when it comes to taking money from us. Anyway, Caroline, thank you very much for joining us. Caroline Roan is Head of Retirement Consulting at Aon Ireland. And I suspect, Caroline, we'll be talking to you again before the big off of auto-enrolment. So thanks a million for coming.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.